Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, greetings and welcome to your bi-weekly podcast, Believers on Board. Our passage for reflection today comes from Joel chapter 2, 12 to 14. Let your broken heart show your sorrow. Tearing your clothes is not enough. I read that from Joel chapter 2, verse 13a. Let your heart really show it. Let your heart really show it. In ancient Israel, people demonstrated anger, remorse, and sorrow through tearing the clothes they wore at the time of the incident. Genesis chapter 37 verse 29 says, when Reuben discovered that Joseph was taken out of the well in which he was put, he tore his clothes in sorrow. Similarly, Job tore his garments in grief when he heard of the disaster that befell all his children. We see this in Job chapter 1 verse 20. He even shaved his head and threw himself on the ground in tears. In my culture, that is Ngi in Cameroon, where I come from, shaving of the hair when a relative dies is still practiced as a way of expressing grief. Prophet Joel brings out an additional dimension of expressing regret and sorrow from God's perspective. When Israel sinned against God, he called for repentance, sincere repentance shown through fasting, weeping, and mourning. Yahweh made it clear that just tearing clothes is not enough. If you are really sorry, let your heart show it. For sorrow to be real and realistic, it must be expressed through a broken heart. Watch people who cry or mourn during the funeral of a loved one. Some people utter loud, dry noise in the name of mourning, and soon you see them conversing and laughing. They do that just as a formality, and someone runs and holds them, pleading that they should not cry, and they immediately stop. But when you see a person who has really been touched down the core by the death of a relative, the mourning is deep and real. Just by looking at the individual, you can see brokenness and sorrow in every part of his or her body. When you compare the real mourner and the fake one, you see a marked difference. Sometimes the attitude of the pretentious person is very irritating, and you wonder whether the dead person meant anything to him or her. That thought comes to mind because what you see the person doing goes for a joke, not from the heart that has been pricked by the death of a loved one. Rather than pretend to mourn, some think it is better for the person to keep quiet. Even if death is now so common, it is still the most disturbing phenomenon that the human race faces day in and day out, and we cannot make a joke out of it. God knew his people pretty well and requested that in sorrow for their sins, let their hearts show, not the outward tearing of clothes. A person could tear the clothes but remain unrepentant inwardly, but when the broken heart is weeping, when sincere repentance has been effected, God knows it and can extend an invitation to the sinner to come for the forgiveness which only God Almighty can give. That is why Prophet Joel said to the nation of Israel and to all who sincerely confess their sins, "Come back to the Lord your God. He is kind and full of mercy. He is patient and keeps his promise. He is always ready to forgive and not punish." I read that from verse 13b of our passage. God has only one reason why he asks for repentance from all those who sin against him. That is forgiveness. People don't confess their sins and repent in order to have punishment. No. They do so to receive God's mercy and forgiveness. Repentance brings us God's love and expects us to go and not sin again. What counts is the mood of your heart when you express regret and remorse. Is it from the mouth or from the heart? Do you do that through outward show or by a broken heart? A person who does it casually and just to please the eyes of onlookers may succeed to deceive some people, but not God. If your broken heart is really broken because of your sins, even if your neighbor fails to notice it, God will know as well as appreciate your sincerity and then bless you with genuine forgiveness. Amen. There's a difference between what comes from your head through your mouth and what comes from your heart through your mouth. The head message is often casual and sometimes deceitful, while the heart message is deep and sincere. When you wrong someone and apologize, let that come from the heart. And when you sin against God and repent, let the repentance be from the heart. It should be honest and sincere. For intercession today, please pray that all of us confess and repent from our sins with a broken heart. I'm your pastor and preacher, Achoa Omene. Thanks for listening. And may God grant you forgiveness for the sins that you have confessed.